A U.S. State Department official and senior Army official spoke with local press yesterday under the condition they not be named. They say Fort McCoy has been working to expand its capacity and will be able to host 13,000 Afghan refugees by Sunday. Officials say the majority of people are arriving as families, and a large number are children, including infants. Many people are arriving with medical needs and emotional trauma from fleeing as the Taliban took control of their country. While some evacuees are U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents, officials say it will likely take weeks for refugees here on parole status to go through the needed paperwork and medical screening. They say the most frequent request has been better Wi-Fi access as the evacuees try to stay connected to loved ones at other military bases or still in Afghanistan. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.